This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2013. And the unofficial start of the NBA season is Christmas Day. It's a lot of games. And so just to get to that, we're going to have a little preview. And we're going to talk a little of the NBA, what's done passed by so far. Today I got Major with me and Bebe.
So, man, Bebe the truth in the building.
Call that guy Mellow Nutholder.
Hey, man, Melo's the best man in the league right now, man. They don't want to give him no credit.
Quarter of the year, what has stood out to you?
The Indiana Pacers.
For real?
Yeah.
They look legit, though.
They look legit this year.
Yeah.
They playing ball.
The health of Westbrook. Big bonus.
Westbrook one of your guys, huh?
He back.
He make a big difference, though.
And they
line up.
Yeah, I want to get back to the Pacers because the Pacers look good. Is Paul George an MVP candidate?
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
For the first half.
I mean, just up to this point, he's a candidate.
Granger going to change that a little bit.
Nah, I don't think so.
How do you incorporate Granger? Like, now that he's back. And like
he's a starter.
Who he going to start over?
Come off the bench.
No, he's a starter. You sit Stevenson down.
But get what?
He's the three.
No.
Put George at the two.
Stevenson is the energy guy.
Yeah,
that's
think,
why he come off the bench.
But Stevenson is the defense. Why wouldn't Granger be the offense off the bench? Like, wouldn't that be?
George is defense.
Paul
could do both.
Both of
Granger
them do both.
Play D?
But not like
not
Paul
like
George.
Paul
and
George.
Stevenson.
And like Stevenson.
We don't need Stevenson. You don't let him come off the bench so he can shoot wild like he do. He's J.R. Smith.
Nah.
Here's a J.R. Smith. That he lost the other night.
He can't score like Smith, but he damn sure can defend with the best.
Yeah, he can defend with the best. I think he get him a toughness.
So you saying J.R. Smith can't defend?
Not like
Lance Stevenson.
You can put Lance Stevenson on your best player when Paul George go out the game.
That's why he need to come off the bench.
But why?
So when George take a break.
But why wouldn't you have Danny Granger come out the bench when he could score points?
Because he's the star. He's the man of the team. Not George is the upcoming man.
But they showed you last year they can go far without him. They won one game from the finals without
Danny
him.
Granger.
But they have everything they had when Danny Granger was there.
Think about this too, though.
Them pieces they added. Before he got hurt, he didn't ever get to play through that.
He played with them game last year. He got hurt. But think about that, though. You uncover him in your lineup. You throw off your chemistry that you got with the other guy.
I think he should come off the bench, too. So, I was you know basketball.
I wouldn't be a star and come off the bench. No way that you're going
to. Sometimes you got to accept your role.
Not my role. It's my team.
I don't think it's his team anymore.
I can't judge an injury.
That ain't his team anymore. It's Paul George's team, no.
So, you think he'll be gone this year?
It's a possibility, but I think if he understand they got something special, like why he couldn't be a Hall of Fame who come off the bench.
Possibility.
So what you telling me is George numbers is better than Granger's when he was healthy?
Yeah. As of right now,
They're not points.
Let me ask you this. When have Danny Granger ever been an MVP candidate? A real MVP candidate?
What you mean?
Probably back in high school.
When has he been a candidate for the MVP in the NBA? NBA.
Only reason we talking about George because they did good last year.
Because of him. But this year he made even more than me.
They have a team. Don't just say because of him.
He was
the man that stepped up and made a role. Before you were talking about Paul George, the only person y'all were talking about was him.
But having Paul George stepped up and
been. Yes.
He's become a lot better, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As a defender. They love him because of the defense.
What about his offense, baby?
Yeah, his offense done stepped up tremendously, but they only talked about him because of his defense, the way he did to LeBron.
So let's wrap up.
Don't say LeBron. He shut Melo down.
He did.
We gonna get to Melo. Let's go on and wrap this up like this. And the MVP. What number is Paul George like in MVP? Like top five, top three.
Top five.
You would say top five. What about you, mate?
I give him top three.
I would actually say it's a tie. You could say Durant for different reasons. You could say LeBron. You could always say LeBron. And you could say Paul George.
But I think if you had to get anybody right now, it would be Paul George.
Well, nobody means more than 18 to LeBron, but it's something different about him that I can't explain this year. You know what I'm saying? But I would actually.
Who mean more to your team than LeBron?
Nah, they got too many. LeBron means more to the league than anybody since the joint, so it's kind of hard to say.
That's how they feel. They still got weight.
At the end of the day, though, man, I'm going to tell you something. The difference is with them two, though, Paul George going to get hit hard. He going to play. LeBron just makes shit happen for everybody on their team.
George don't?
Nah, he ain't a playmaker like LeBron.
Not?
Nah, he not.
Well, how they winning then?
They playing together as a team, collectively.
They ain't what Miami doing?
Some game, they do. Some game, they don't. It be individual.
So let's go on and go to this. Which something else that shocked me this year was Derrick Rose getting hurt again. Y'all had any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, you can say that. Two seasons back to back, you can say that.
Does he come back and be Derrick Rose again? Like, if he when he comes back, do you think he'll ever be the same like he was?
It's a possibility.
I don't think so.
It's a possibility. You got to think about it. It's a lot of folks that had numerous knee surgeries and came back and been just as good as they were before.
On both knees?
Yeah, on both knees.
That's going to be kind of hard. Playing the game that he played.
On both knees. As a matter of fact, before Stardom I was traded to New York, he had surgery on both his knees.
And he sucked.
In Phoenix, with Steve Nash, he was double-double.
He sucked right now.
2010.
So what you saying, if he come back, his shelf life is cut. So instead, his shelf life cut down. That's what you saying.
So instead of him,
yeah, so instead
but
of
he'll having, still be a average basketball player. He'll still make it.
But he won't be Derrick Rose. And even if he is Derrick Rose, he won't be Derrick Rose for like 10 or 15 years. It'll be like six or 7 years or something like that. I hear that's what you're saying. Okay. All right. Other thing that's shocking. Last two things. I think we talked about this beforehand. We're going to talk about the Knicks first. What y'all think about Jason Kidd? And just the Knicks in general, what y'all think about them?
Wrong coach. Bad coaching decision. With all the great coaches available, and you take a guy come fresh off of retirement, that ain't cool.
Yeah. I like the coach.
So you think Jason Kidd a good coach?
Yeah, I just think they're not playing. They're not playing for him.
Think about this. Some players don't respect him as a coach.
I think they added too much to their team. Paul Pierce don't want to be a number two man. He want to be the go-to guy. That's your first problem.
But he too old to be a go-to guy and be a
fan. He don't feel that.
But sometimes you got to put people in their place, right?
But answer this. With that team, who is the number one?
Darren Williams.
Why wouldn't Joe be the number one?
In position, he the one.
Why wouldn't Joe be the go-to guy?
Joe, no.
Why wouldn't it be Paul Pierce? Like, tell me, like, from a basketball standpoint. People don't know. Baby is a very accomplished basketball player. I would
run it through Paul Pierce. Because everybody else can create their own shot.
Okay.
Sell Paul Pierce. Darren Williams can create his own shot.
Joe
is a shooter. So everybody can play off Paul Pierce. He plays so slow.
He still can create his own shot though.
Yeah, he can, but I'm saying the way he play, he'll feel the team will go better if it went through him.
But the way he played don't got him to this world too though.
Everybody else can shoot better than him from the outside room. It'd be a good fit.
Right. So really they don't have a number one.
No,
they just that's the problem.
Yeah,
and so that one of their problems they don't have a number one.
And that was a great coach to come in at.
He can say, "Hey, you're number one.
Our offense going through you, regardless of how you feel. Our offense going through you. If you can't accept that, you can come sit on the bench with me."
So let's say Major, let's say you the head coach. Who would be your first option? I know Bebe said Paul Pierce, but who would be your first option?
My first option, it would either be Joe or Paul Pierce. It was one of the two.
I can agree. I actually would go different, though. I think he wouldn't be my first option, but I think the one person who's been overlooked, even though he hurt now, is Lopez. Yeah. I think Lopez. Yeah.
He'll legit inside out player.
I think having him and KG, you can go inside out.
It's like they would have been kind of a high-low team, like because they could sit Garnett at the elbow, put him down low. And then
you spread the flow.
Yeah, it seemed like that. It seemed like spacing should be a problem with them. And now pace and stuff, it seemed like they would get killed on pace, like teams running past them and stuff like that. But it seemed like you would think they'd be smart enough to just
make
everybody play their ball.
Yeah, exactly. Good point, Major. You think they'd be smart enough to, hey, no matter how fast you are,
we're gonna
walk the ball up. Even if we get a fast break, we're gonna pull it out. unless it's just a dirt easy point, nobody there, we're gonna pull it out and make y'all slow it down. That's what I thought they would have played, but
veteran ball.
Yeah. I think Jason Kidd going through some growing pains. I think they respect him as a player.
You gotta think about it. Last year he was in the league. This year he a head coach.
Yeah. I think they respect him, but I think that he has a problem seeing the game from a X's and O's.
It's only at a certain level though. Yeah. You gotta think about that. Just like if you was a ball player and the guy you playing with or against and on the floor every night, then the next year he your head coach. How would you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How would you adapt to that?
Yeah. And to me,
so they go back to me saying it is the players and not the coach.
They don't respect him as a coach. It was a bad being to move from the beginning to hire him as your head coach.
But that don't mean he's not a good coach. They just mean the players not respecting him as a coach because they played with him.
He's not a good coach.
I think he should have paid his dues and just been assistant coach.
What have he done to become a good coach? That's what you can look at in the being the move, though.
If they were playing good right now, then you'd be talking. We'll be talking a whole nother way.
Possibility.
We would.
Possibility.
You'd be saying a good coach.
Possibility.
Like I always thought it was a bad thing with the cup. They knocked the cup by the hand and get an extra time out to win the game. He drew up a wonderful play. Paul Pierce just missed the shot. It was a brilliant play.
He's still a player at the end of the day.
The last one that we're gonna talk about is the Knicks. We're gonna talk about Carmelo later on. Yeah. We're going to talk about the train wreck that's been the Knicks. Because both of the New York teams have been a train wreck.
Yes,
let's talk more about the Knicks. And we're going to talk about the Knicks because we're going to do some predictions and then get back to Carmelo. But Bebe is a huge, huge, huge Carmelo Anthony fan. And in Bebe's eyes, he's the best player in the league. Would I say, is that a true statement? You think Carmelo better than the King and everybody?
He don't get enough respect.
Okay, we're going to get to that, and we're going to talk about that. But what's wrong with the Knicks? And we're going to start with you, since you a Carmelo fan and the Knicks fan. What's wrong with the Knicks?
They're just not clicking. You ain't got no help, man. Stoudemire ain't what we thought it was going to be after he came back. Injuries.
When did Tyson Chandler come back?
Matter of fact, he's back. He played 2 nights ago.
Yeah, what about J.R. Smith?
He coming along. Been a long journey with him, too.
Him and Melo have been handcuffed with each other. Yeah. Their whole career, they've been handcuffed with each other, right?
But
it's time to break up their marriage, ain't it?
It ain't about the marriage. It ain't about that. We need some players around them.
So you saying him and J.R. a good foundation?
Yeah. J.R. coming off the bench, that's just like Chris Paul and Crawford.
What about Shumpert?
Yeah, he's a good defensive player, but he don't help us offensively, so we still.
But y'all got Bargnani, though.
Nah.
Hey, bro, the true fact of the matter is too many jump shots, not enough defense.
Yeah, that's just it.
Regardless of who y'all got a good team on paper. Shumpert, he can score. Everybody got on their team that's in that lineup can score. But the difference is they got a great coach who know who the offense going through. Our offense going through Melo. You know, sometimes he takes some fucked up shot. But at the end of the day, bro, you got to – if they can't get on the same page, they might as well go on dismantle the team. And with the Stoudemire situation, shit, a person only good as the minutes they get.
You're right. Maybe they should start starting.
He deserved to be in the lineup. Because the games he have played, the few games they won, he had a big contribute. You know what I mean? He been contributing. Defensive rebound.
He ain't the same Stoudemire
he wore when he first came in the league. Everybody know that.
But his game expanded.
He pick and roll, step, jump. You know what I mean? The average big man can shoot jump shots now.
So is he $100,000 player, $100 million player right now?
Not those needs. I mean, I think that with the Knicks, I think the Knicks were in trouble once they signed him.
So you don't think Melo need no help?
Everybody need help.
Everybody need help.
Everybody got help.
I wouldn't say
Melo.
Who do we not have, though? You got your J.R. Smith. You got your Bargnani. The difference between the Knicks and all the other great teams, they don't have a minute player to come off the bench and get them and contribute to their team. That's it.
I think the Knicks probably transferred Copeland. I think Copeland was points off the bench.
Yeah, I think that was a bad.
They should have kept him.
They should have kept him.
And got rid of some other players.
That was a bad trade. I don't know who made that deal, but they should be fired.
Terrible. But the Knicks ran horribly. So, why are we talking about the Knicks? Is Coach Woody, does he get to stay or get fired?
Yeah, I think.
You keep him.
I think he'll stay.
You keep him.
For what?
For what?
Yeah, I'm asking why. Why would you keep
him? Before they weren't going to the playoff.
Just think about
it. They haven't been to the playoff ever since.
Just think about it. Think about so what he coach did since he taken over. So he took over. They went from like one of the worst teams in the East last year to a playoff contending team. You know what I mean? Just he can't control what's going on in the front office. Front office make the decision about the players and the trade.
So basically this piece of shit dinner they served him, it ain't his fault.
No, it ain't his fault.
He just trying to make it into a palatable meal.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's start off with this. Let's do a little review of the season. I'm going to start off with you, Major, first. Who do you see winning the MVP?
This year, I would say Kevin Durant.
He finally get it.
And just because of what he did last year and how his team playing this year.
All right. Who make it to the finals?
I would say a repeat of the Heat and the Thunder.
Okay. Who win the championship?
Miami,
three-peat.
Yeah.
Let's circle back on that. I think that the Pacers are going to come out. Well, let me start. I think the MVP is going to be Kevin Durant. I actually agree with you. I think people are getting tired of LeBron winning the MVP. And if Durant them can keep this winning streak up, he'll win the MVP. I think the finals is going to be the Pacers and the, Kevin Durant and the Thunder, excuse me. And I actually think this is the Thunder's year. And I think that the Thunder win the championship. But I think the MVP of the finals will be Russell Westbrook. I think he'll catch fire at that. And then he'll...
My MVP?
Who going to be the MVP of the league?
You know I want to say Melo, but they're doing so terrible right now. Honestly, I think it'll be between Kevin Durant and Paul George. But I think if Paul George keep up the rocket the way they're going, he deserves it. Even though he might won't get it because Durant done got shitted on a couple of years by LeBron.
And people kind of got his sympathy for him.
Yeah. So I think, you know what I mean, Paul George, if he keep doing what he's doing for a team coming out of nowhere, he deserved to be in that number. But as far as that, my hands up for Kevin Durant or Paul George. I'll take either one.
What about the finals?
Finals, I see the Thunder being there, but I think they'll play Indiana.
Yes, I agree with you. I see.
But I think Indiana, I think Granger might be the
deciding factor.
Yeah, deciding factor of getting over the hump. When they needed that extra little burst of offense and everybody knew you were going to George, that kind of was tough for them last year.
Yeah, last year they had such a hard time of scoring. Now especially when they starters were out. Like, they, one of them games, they had to keep the starters in almost every minute of the game because they couldn't score once they took them out. Yeah. So, yeah, he should help out. At least that makes six people who should be able to score.
See,
right.
See, they go back to what we were talking about earlier. Do you start them? Do you bring them off the bench?
I still think you got to bring him off the bench. I wouldn't. Lance Stevenson would not be my points off the bench. He's too inconsistent. Like, he's a good all around player, but
you got to keep.
If Danny Granger get back to where Danny Granger can be, that's for sure 20 points off the bench. You know what I'm saying? And nobody, not even the Spurs can count on Ginobili like that for sure.
But
20.
But how I feel like it's just like Miami with Wade and LeBron on the floor at point of the game. Now one of them should never sit down.
Exactly, so I agree.
Indiana, even if he come off the bench, Stevenson, you never take Paul George and Granger off the floor at the same time.
But that's the same thing, the reverse way.
They did the thing going down the stretch, too, though. You got to think about it. Lance Stevenson is a combo guard. So he can play the point, and he can play the two. So if you bring in Paul George, Lance Stevenson, Danny Granger, David West, and him, that's a big lineup.
Stevenson will not be in the starting lineup.
I think that's their crunch time lineup. That got to be their crunch time lineup. Got to be Granger, Stevenson.
If you were at pick and roll with the one or two, just think about how
Miami. Think about how
you
got Granger and George.
Listen, bro. Just think about this. Think about how everybody in the playoff, how Miami beat everybody in the playoff. Pick and roll with LeBron and the point guard. If you double with LeBron, get what? Mario Chalmers going to make the open shot. So now you got somebody. Pick and roll, we can play either position. You see what I'm saying? He big enough to play the point guard. He played point guard in college. He been playing point all his life. He just moved to the two in Indiana when he came to the league by him being so big.
You saying Steve? You saying Hill can't check either guard?
I say in crunch time, you go with your best five players.
You go with your best five, and that's your best five.
I think that's their best
defense, five. His defense ain't like Lance Stevenson.
Just good to me.
Nah.
Just as good.
It's only a Surhan a player that can get every point guard in the league.
He gets turnovers with him, too.
Stevenson may bring turnovers, but he brings toughness, too, right?
Yeah.
That's what you need down the script. That's what you need down the script. And that's how they've been winning their
game. Somebody in the game to manage the game.
That's how they've been winning their game. The team with the good point guard down the script, Joel Hill don't play on. Joel Hill play off. It'd be Lance Stevenson playing they best ball handler. Paul George on their best player.
They can go either way, I feel.
So who would be your crunch time lineup for the Pacers?
Crunch time?
Yeah, baby, who would your crunch time lineup be?
Hill, George, Granger.
Wes and Hill. See, I would have to put, I keep looking in there, I have to keep putting George Hill on the bench. I feel like what he give you that Lance Stevenson don't give you don't compare to what Lance Stevenson give you that he can't give.
But I feel like in every part of the game, you need somebody that's going to control the game.
Oh, yeah, at certain points.
He can control the game. You think about this.
He a J.R. Smith.
Think about this. He do what he want to do. Shoot what he want to shoot. With that lineup, that means the net coach going to have to try to match that lineup. So now I'm going to have to put somebody out of position. See what I'm saying?
Yep,
so
get you would have to do that.
That's just like, okay.
You will create a matchup, bro. Just say
the Eastern Conference Final with the Heat. Say the Heat and the Pacers meet up. Down the stretch, when you got Lance Stevens in that guard.
You're right.
Who can you play? Who can you put on him off the Miami bench or the Miami team that say, okay, you got Lance Stevens?
Nobody but Ray Allen.
Wade. Ray Allen going to have to try to check somebody. You can put Ray, but get what?
Yeah, that's a mismatch. Let's talk Indiana and Miami real quick. Let's match them up real quick because that's what the way the East looking like is going to shape out to be.
Yeah.
So let's say the crunch time lineup for Miami is probably LeBron, Bosh, Wade. I think Chalmers has earned the right to be in the crunch time lineup. I'm not no bitch.
Yeah,
on
who
is the fifth person? Is it Haslam or Birdman?
You go with Bird.
Who you say you go with, baby?
I think Beasley will be in there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Mike Beasley.
But then my thing, though. Okay, so get what? Now, that's another problem.
Okay.
So Michael Beasley can play the three.
Yeah.
He can play the four.
Okay, so let's say that's Miami 5. We're going to just do a quick matchup. So Miami 5 is Beasley, Bosh, LeBron, Wade, and Chalmers. And let's say the Pacers 5 is Hilbert, David West, Granger, Paul George. And Steve, so we just gonna say Steve.
Yeah.
Who match up with who on that one? So we Hilbert gotta
who
take
check who?
Yeah, Hilbert gotta Ron take Bosh and now.
George. He gonna ask for that
one. He got to.
Well, he gonna really go.
The mismatch of Chalmers. Whoever Chalmers get.
Yeah, whoever Chalmers checking really gonna get the worst end of the stick.
That's gonna get Chalmers.
Let me tell you something though. At the end of the day, a lot of folks he underrated as a defender. He can defend too though.
Who Chalmers?
Yeah.
Can he defend them?
He just can't do. My thing is, he had a problem with faster guards. That be hit on the problem with faster guards. Like, bigger guard, yeah, he can defend them. The thing is, though, the mismatch is going to be whoever going David West. That's the mismatch.
The mismatch has to be whoever guard Hilbert. Because it has to be Bosh on Hilbert.
Bosh going to guard Hilbert.
Beasley and West.
4 and 5 may be the mismatch on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's something you have to give or take. It's going to be a mismatch on both ends of the floor. Because think about it. Dave Wade got to check Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley can stretch the floor. He can shoot three. He can put
it on the floor. He get them out of that comfort zone. Yeah. Bosh damn sure can do that with Hilbert.
So, you know what I mean? It open up the floor for everybody.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good point. But that is going to be the season. So, baby, to wrap back, bring that back to, you know, everybody else. Who you got winning the finals?
Thunder.
You got the Thunder.
I think the Thunder will win.
I think it's that year, too. We agree on that. I think the Thunder
will win. I agree with you on the Westbrook thing, too. I think he might step up and win the MVP.
It's hard for him to win the regular season MVP because a lot of that deal.
Not the regular season.
Yeah, the finals. I know what you're talking about. He's going to win. You agree with me saying the finals. But I think with Westbrook, I think it's hard for him to win the regular season MVP because a lot of that depends on consistency. And he's very inconsistent at times. But I think for a series, he can go ham. And I think that if he gets on that stage, he'll go ham.
The thing what I really love about him though, on defense, man, he tough.
Home give you everything he got. He tough. On both sides
every
of the ball.
On every night. He yeah. tough. Like he one of the only guards I ever seen like play the ball up the floor and make them folk really work.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Yeah. Hey, coming at you full throttle. He coming
throttle. At you full throttle on offense and on defense, he damn sure bring.
Yeah. All right. All right, so as we get you ready for the NBA season, people have all-star teams, people have certain teams. Our friend Baby is such a fanatic of certain players that he takes them over anybody. And he's going to say something to his team, so we're going to start off with the first ever Baby team. So, Baby, we're going to talk about it. Tell us your five and tell us why you think they, you know, why they make your five, why they make Baby team. And the criteria for Baby team is somebody who just ball out in Baby's eyes. That's all it is.
Well, my first pick will be Westbrook at point guard. Great defender. Great score. No way you can stop him on each side of the court. He only can stop himself.
And this would put him on Baby team. If you were the owner of the Thunder, they said, you got to trade one on. Which one would you trade?
Durant.
And you would keep Westbrook?
Yeah.
All right, that's why Baby team is so unique. All right, Westbrook, one of your players. Who else on your team?
Well, number two would be Paul George.
Okay. You like Paul George?
He's a triple threat. He's a great up-and-coming player. Defense first. I love defense. So you would have to be able to play defense to even make this lineup. But George would be there hands down in that category.
All right. And who's number three on your list?
I'm going to save my three guard for my last pick.
Yeah, save your three guard. You don't have to be positioned to who your third person on the team.
But my number four would be someone people overlook, probably don't think about, LaMarcus Aldridge.
He balling.
Very underrated player, but you can't guard him. No way. He do his job every night. He play defense every night. Great young talent, man.
And he like Paul George. He done made a leap too. This year. Like he's always been good,
yeah.
But now he's great and he's in MVP conversation. Yeah. He can at least be in the MVP conversation now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Great player, man.
Who would the big man be?
My center would be Atlanta's finest, Dwight Howard, the Brahma Bull, the rebound specialist. Hey, man. People might hate on him, but he's still the best center in the league. Hand down, ain't nobody else you can really put over him.
Hillbutt ain't better than him.
Nah.
What about Brook Lopez?
Nah.
What about
Al? They all good. Nah.
What about Gasol?
Nah.
What about Blake and DeAndre?
Together they ain't.
They not better than
Dwight Howard, man. He still to say he had one off year with the Lakers. Say for whatever you want to say. He don't want to be there or whatever. Now you go back and look at his numbers now. They back to what they was in Orlando. If you go look at the sheets, his numbers.
But none of y'all even thought about Houston winning the championship. We all see it, the Thunder.
Yeah, but nah, Houston, they're missing something.
I just think they'll get beat. I think
they're missing one piece.
They'll get beat.
All
right. You think about it. If you put your bad defender on James Harden to slow him down, where your offense come from?
But they go back to my third, number three spot.
So this is the star of the team.
If they were to trade this player to Houston, they would be a complete team.
So this is the star of the Baby's team, right? This is the star of Baby's team, right?
This is the star
of
my team.
All the plays go for, right?
All the marbles.
Okay.
Carmelo Anthony will be my three guard.
Over LeBron.
The best all-around scorer in the league.
Is he the best player in the league, in your opinion?
I agree with score.
In the league.
Hold on. Is he the best player in the league? The
best player in the league to me, hands down.
Better than LeBron.
LeBron, yes. There's ways to stop LeBron. People won't admit it. Won't nobody admit it. But there's ways to stop LeBron. They proved that last year in the Indiana series when he choked in the game. If it wasn't for Ray Allen making the three, we'll be talking about LeBron failure in the finals. So
what about Carmelo game that you like?
Hey, man, you can't stop him. In every aspect of the game, low post, three-point, free throw, wherever you want to line up your sheet at, He busting ass.
So you're saying you could put a piece of paper on any spot on the floor and he could score?
Any spot on the floor, he can score.
Better than Durant.
Better than Durant. Better than LeBron. Better than Westbrook. Chris Paul. Whoever you want to name. Like they on the offensively.
But you said
back that's a lot of guys that, you know what I mean?
Have their spots.
Got, man, defensively better than Carmelo Anthony. There's a lot of guys. But he do play defense when it's time to play defense.
But you said on Bebe's team, you got to play defense.
And Melo play defense. He just might don't play in a lot of other four-eye. You go back to the Dallas series, who stopped Dirk? They never get past Dallas and Melo don't check Dirk in the bench. But he'll never get credit for that. You know what I mean? You know, we just see all the bad stuff that people want to say. But his rebounds up, his steals up, his assists up.
So should he be an MVP candidate every year to you?
He always MVP candidate every year. He in the top five every year.
Let me ask you a question. Is that why they losing? Because he doing everything much better?
Now they losing because the team doing everything much worse. That's why they lose. Like Darren said earlier, when you get rid of a spark like Copeland, somewhere in the front office they fucking up.
You gotta have more than one.
You can't get rid of the only spark you had on the team when Melo went down last year.
Well, Barry Young is supposed to be the spark this year though.
But you gotta have more than one score come out.
He's not going to the
He not doing some everything.
He just shooting three. That just make the team worse than what it is. If he ain't getting no rebounds. His normal says points up, but his rebound down. Melo should not be leading the team in rebound. Point blank, period.
Who are the big man for them? I know Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler. Tyson but who Chandler else besides Tyson Chandler?
They got Kenyon Moore. Stoudemire.
Yeah, he a whole lot of date.
Yeah. So, you know.
Kenyon Moore get more time than Stoudemire.
Stoudemire. I just think that you won't take on a contract that can't be insured. I think they screwed themselves with that one.
Yeah.
You got to think about that too, though. Like.
Cause like,
what can you do when you used to playing 38 to 40 minutes and you only playing 8 to 10 per game?
Do you think his body count on him playing 30 minutes?
We never know.
He been looking better lately.
He been looking better, but we never know. You know what I mean? If you don't get that opportunity, what can we say?
Is he okay, let me ask you this. Has he evolved to one of them players where you can't play him back-to-back on back-to-back nights?
No, he haven't.
So you got to kind of monitor his minutes or whatever. So if he go 35 minutes one game, you got to give him the next game off essentially.
Nah. I think he can play night in and night out.
I think they haven't tried.
They just really haven't tried.
So you think they being more cautious with him?
Yeah.
But when his contract not insured, you got to be though, right? Because that none, like Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose got hurt, but the Bulls get their money from the contract back, right? So it don't hurt the Bulls. In theory, financially, it don't hurt the Bulls at all, right? Because they just get the money back from the insurance. But with Amar, if he gets hurt, the Knicks have to eat that money, right? They don't get that insurance money back. So,
yeah. But you got to also think about it, too, though. Even if you don't play, you play on the night, don't play on tomorrow. He always a liability to get hurt. You know what I mean? Regardless, he can get hurt in practice.
So, you say you like Carmelo better than the king of basketball.
What king?
It's only one king of basketball, LeBron.
Not the king. He's not the king of basketball.
Why he not the king? He got the crown.
How? He 2-2 in the finals.
But Carmelo ain't even made the finals. You don't be like, don't I wish Carmelo.
Melo ain't had the team LeBron had neither.
What about when him, AI, and J.R. Smith was in Denver?
AI? Talking about the washed up AI?
He still averaged 27 that year.
AI ain't washed up now, boy.
He washed up. He done.
AI averaged 27 that year. Him and Carmelo.
If he was washed up now, he'd be in the league.
They blackballed him. Think about Marbury.
He blackballed himself.
Let me ask you this, baby. Because that year, AI averaged 26 and Carmelo averaged 27 or vice versa. So they were getting 50 points between them two.
Man, I'm no big man, though.
What Kenyon Moore with them. And Nene.
The only reason they were getting knocked out then was the Lakers. So if you weren't getting past the mama, what could you do? LeBron didn't have to go past the mama.
Listen, though. Everybody talk about LeBron.
The King didn't have to go past the mama.
Everybody talk about
LeBron. Now one of them years.
In the final. How many have LeBron been to?
Five, right?
Four.
Four.
No, he done been to five. He lost with Cleveland and don't went to four with Miami. Or three with Miami.
So he been to four.
Yeah, he been to four. My bad.
50% ain't bad, right?
That ain't bad. It ain't good. Not to be the king.
He done been to more, though. So you can't say that, bro.
Oh, just FYI, Major's a LeBron fan. So him and Bebe do this.
Yeah,
all
make
the time.
Sure you say that. It's this guy. The LeBron guy.
So let's play fantasy. What if Carmelo was. Let's say LeBron and Carmelo swapped. For the past 4 years. up until this point. Do the Knicks have any championships with LeBron as the centerpiece? And do Miami still have three trips to the finals?
The Knicks still don't have a championship. No way in hell.
Do they go to the championship with LeBron leading?
With the team they had last year, yeah.
They go to the finals.
Yeah,
they
do. No.
Yeah, they do.
They go
to the finals. Think about the team he had in Cleveland.
If he can take them to the finals,
he can take the Knicks team now to the finals.
It ain't no way you're going to tell me with J.R. Smith that they were going to take them to the... J.R. Smith wasn't going to listen to LeBron.
What did LeBron have in Cleveland? He took them to the finals.
Bunch of guys that listened to LeBron.
He didn't have J.R. Smith.
So let me ask you this. If nothing has changed but Melo and LeBron, would he still have two rings in three years?
No.
Hands down.
No.
Why do you say they don't?
The first year when you had to put LeBron on the best ball player on the floor. Can you do that with a Melo?
Yeah.
Who played the best ball player on the floor? Who played defense in that lineup?
Who was the best ball player on the floor? We can go back
to their first championship.
Who?
When he had to guard Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose killed Mario Chalmers.
They put him on
Derrick Rose with Derrick Rose.
They put him in the fourth quarter.
What you mean? He started out guarding him a whole game, baby.
Off and on. That ain't stopping nobody. He ain't checking the whole game. He checking him when he
they
got
know
hot.
They go down, right?
But your point is, you can put LeBron on anybody.
He do not shut him down. Okay. Last year, final. Green made every shot he could take, right? Every open shot he...
Yeah.
How many he made with LeBron with checking?
He made that many.
He didn't make a shot. Who can Melo guard and just eliminate?
Melo can't guard Green. Green?
When they put him on Tony Parker, what happened with Tony Parker?
Nothing. He won the game. Won game one on LeBron.
Okay,
he didn't?
One game.
Now one game.
Put Melo on Derrick Rose. Could you put Melo on Derrick Rose?
No.
With the team he had, he wouldn't have to check Derrick Rose.
Nah, let's say he was on the Heat.
No, they had to man up and check Derrick Rose.
That's not why they
beat the Bulls. Cause he went and checked Derrick Rose.
That's where all their offense came from.
All them games were close.
But that ain't
why they beat them.
He average went down.
So what about when Derrick Rose was out and the Bulls took down the game itself without Derrick Rose with Nate Ross? What about that?
You can speak on that.
What about that? What LeBron was doing then? Ball. How would that their role ball. They go to
who won the game? Who made the big shot during that game?
Who?
The King.
He made the tying shot.
He put him up too to win the game.
He's not clutch, mate. You're not going to go there.
I never said he was clutch.
He's not winning the games. He just managing the game. He's a good game manager.
Let me tell you something. In the first 46 minutes, he the best. Closing. You may have an argument with a lot of folks around the league.
In the first 46. Right now, with you closing, if you had Melo and LeBron on the same team, who you getting the ball
to? It depends on the situation. It really do. It depends on the situation.
What's your situation?
What part of the floor we on?
That's not a fact. That don't make a difference.
So you say you get a ball to Melo anytime.
Why you won?
I'm just asking. I'm just the mediator.
Why you won?
Over the King?
It depends on
what. At the end of most games, they don't want to give you a layup.
They want to make you work for it.
So if I know you got to put the ball on somebody's hand to make this right shot. Now, who you gonna give?
You beat this man, and you gonna your Melo defender have to help get. That's an easier shot, bro. You got to think about that.
I'm putting the ball in Melo hand.
That's your
LeBron gonna let you down. If it wasn't for Ray Allen, LeBron would have let you down. We wouldn't even be talking about this right now.
They were down six, though. So think about that. They were down six in game six.
And he turned the ball over two times in a row.
But get what? What about the big shot he made before Ray Allen?
That ain't the shot that won the game. He made a lot of shots in the game. So you want to talk about the shot in the first quarter?
If he don't make the shot before Ray Allen, they still lose the game.
They don't make the shot in the first quarter, they don't win the game. So
it
wasn't the shot to win the game.
It is what it is. You just love Melo. Can you put Melo on anybody?
No, I feel like you don't give a man so much respect that got so much help. You downgrade Bosh, but Bosh is a walking double-double.
Let me tell you something.
He was a walking double-double before he ever went to Miami.
Bosh is the most important player on the Miami Heat team.
Wade is still an MVP candidate. He's still an MVP candidate.
Wade team, yeah.
Without Wade, you don't do nothing. You don't even get a ring.
Man, let me tell you something. Wade showed these folks like they said, oh, Dwayne Wade done lost it. When them game count, what Wade had? 28s and 30s. 5 rebounds, 5 assists. So, come on, man.
I just feel like if Melo was in a better situation, we'll be having a different conversation.
So, you're saying if Melo was
in... Listen, bro, I never took nothing from Melo.
I just feel like he ain't never been in a great situation.
So, in Denver, he wasn't in a great situation?
No, he wasn't in a great situation. They started bringing pieces, but they weren't the right pieces. Like, you can't bring a score with a score.
So, J.R. Smith,
that's too much shooting.
What'd you think about him and J.R. basically being career linked together? They've been teammates their whole careers, right?
I think
right?
They're great together, though. Because J.R. come off the bench.
J.R. came from New Orleans.
Yeah, but I think they great. Like, he's saying, like, they left Denver.
Yeah, they done been in Denver about 3 or 4 years together.
I think they great together. I think they just missing something else. Because he come off the bench with Melo Rich.
They missing that extra player.
They missing something. I can't put my hands on them.
They missing a Chris Bosh. A Chris Bosh type of player. You got what you need in your 2-premier all-star. You need that third person. Like right now around the league, everybody down there got 3 good players they can depend on.
Yeah. Like you go to Golden State, you got your Thompson, you got your Curry, you got Lee.
Shh, you can keep going.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Keep going to Golden State, boy.
Hey. Everybody got 3 main players. You can just even in Houston, they got Person, Harden, Dwight. You can go around and name 3, but when you get to New York, it's a stop sign.
All right. Let's get in some Hawks talk, because this is an Atlanta-based show.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about the Hawks for a minute. Let's preface this. We sat and watched the Hawks get cheated last night playing in Miami.
Yes,
it is. Now, me and Bebe sat here and watched that with our own 2 eyes.
Blatantly foul in the back, push.
Exactly.
In the back, yeah. Be honest, for the King.
To be honest, I like what the Hawks doing right now. They got rid of the big name, kept Al Horford. They actually playing ball though.
Hawks probably the third best team.
They scoring. They averaging 100 points, and they defending, giving up like 85, close to 90.
The Hawks are good as you can be without a true star on the team.
Thank God they got rid of Joe.
That I always say this, man. If the Hawks can get rid of Joe, you could turn the hoe into a housewife. Like that was the magic. Like I never thought I would see that happen in my life. Them getting rid of Joe Johns. Cause it wasn't that
at the time
he was getting paid more than LeBron James. Yeah. He was getting paid more than everybody. So
it was only one player in the NBA who made more money than him. That was Kobe.
Yeah. So you know if that's the case, I think that Danny Ferry doing a good job. I still think the Hawks are in a good bad situation. It's hard for them to be bad because they got so many professional players on their team like Lou Williams, Kyle Korver, Paul Mills, Al Horford. They got players on their team. They still missing that one big player. So
going back to it though, really, I would have got rid of Josh before I got rid of Joe.
Which they did get rid of Josh.
I think Joe contract, you had to get rid of him for his contract. It was a contract.
You can't get nobody else in.
It was a contract.
Yeah. I mean his game is good enough, but his contract is worth it.
Me honestly in my honest opinion, I'd have kept Josh Mills.
I agree. I think you keep Josh Mills.
But at the same time.
I mean, it was.
You got to think about it, bro. Everybody in the NBA, whether you're a bench player or a role player, they game get better. They game stayed the same since he came in the league.
I think
looking for him to be a star, though. No, you're just looking for him to play his role.
No, you're not. But at the same time, in certain games, you did need him to be that star.
But now, if you're paying another player to be the star,
I think the problem with him and his growth was that he had 2 of the same coaches, Woody and Larry Drew. I think this dude, Coach Bud from the Spurs, I think he could have got more out of Josh. You know what I'm saying? Because when we looked at the game last night, he drew some good plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did draw some good plays.
For the wrong person.
I think
he should have been going to Carver. That would have been an easy dunk for Josh Smith.
That's something he can't control. But he drew up some good plays. Even the other one, you know what I'm saying? I thought that he had a good game plan for Miami. But I don't know. I think the Hawks are as good as you can be without a star player. Without a name player, the Hawks are as good as you can be. I agree. But I think the problem is they need to get a draft pick. And they get the Knicks draft pick from the Joe Johnson trade. So we hope the Knicks keep sucking so we can get one of them lottery picks or whatever. But if the Hawks can get... If they can get one of these boys and hit a home run with the right one, they'll be a threat. They'll be in the mix.
This potential draft got the height to be one of the best drafts ever.
Yeah. So have y'all paid any attention to any of the boys in college?
I have.
Who you paid attention to?
I like Kentucky. I like the boy Wiggins from Kansas. The boy at Duke.
Now see that Wiggins has been disappointing to me. I've seen like three of his games, and the game he played his best in was the game in Chicago, and he still looked like the second best player on the floor because Jabari Parker took that game smack over. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I've been more impressed with Jabari Parker and on Randle. I think them two.
Julius Randle.
Yeah, Julius Randle. I think them the two who like wow me.
They stand out players.
Yeah, but the guy even from Oklahoma State pretty good.
Yeah, I like Smart too. I like Marcus Smart too.
I think that was a good decision by staying another year.
You got to think about the boy Randle, though. Even with all the other talent he got around him, he still shine.
Yeah.
Because them twin boys.
He got some good freshmen around him that's gunning.
But you got to think about them twins.
Them twins,
they nice. One point guard, one shooting guard. So, you know, they've been playing with each other all their life.
Yeah.
So, you know what you're going to get from them two.
I'll have Park and Randle rank 1-2. Flip, it don't matter. Flip.
Whichever one you take.
I'll have Smart rank number 3. And then, I was looking at Kansas, two nights ago, and they had other guys who looked better than Wiggins. Wiggins have his moments where you're like, like them other boys where they dominate the whole game. I haven't seen that for himself in that one game when that up at Chicago. So, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, if you can get one of them, they say it's enough players to go around, but if you can get one of them top five picks, you should be straight.
To go around because, like, all the players they say coming up.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. All the players they say coming out in the freshman class was in the top 20 players in the nation.
Yeah.
So if you get you 1 through 20 pick,
you're good.
Yeah. Because you got your something to build on.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.